The Business on RTÉ Radio 1 with AIB. We know that your focus is on your business. That's why ours is on supporting you.
Welcome back. You can contact us by text to 51551, email thebusiness@rte.ie or tweet to @thebusinessRTE. Now, back to the story of the second biggest bank collapse in US history. Silicon Valley Bank has been shut down by US banking regulators. To fill us in on the reaction in the US, we're joined by news director of WSHU Public Radio in New York, Terry Sheridan. Terry, thanks for joining us. What has the fallout been? We saw among the fallout was a fall in other bank stocks across America and elsewhere in Europe too.
Right, and that's also taken down Wall Street in general. The Dow is down 300 points. Now, the fear is that certain sectors of the banking industry could have some contagion, but these are more of the mid-level banks, for instance, in New York, Republic Bank or Signature Bank. But there is, according to the federal regulators, Janet Yellen, there is no wider fear of a bigger contagion, much like what we saw in 2008.
And I mean, I was looking at some of the share price falls. Aside from those mid-tier banks, there was an initial nervousness. So, for example, the Europe Stoxx 600 banks in index closed down 4%. Deutsche Bank fell 7%. Societe Generale dropped 4.5%, and HSBC closed down 5%. The fear, I suppose, is that one of the problems that Silicon Valley Bank had was when they went to sell these bonds that they were holding, that they needed to sell, they were actually worth quite a bit less than they'd paid for them. So people are thinking, are there other similar bond scenarios in banks? But I suppose it really depends on whether they're in a position where they have to sell them.
Well, that's exactly what Silicon Valley had. That was the problem, is that, and especially it came up when they announced on Wednesday, I mean, this all happened in 48 hours, that they had to raise $2.25 billion. That did create a panic, and there was a run on the bank because the tech companies, you know, they're struggling. They needed money, so they were pulling from their reserves. This put pressure on Silicon Valley to, again, get some of their cash available. But the problem is, with the high interest rates on the T-bills, the bonds that the bank owned at lower rates, they would sell the asset, but they would sell it at a huge loss. And then again, that would just feed the circle, feed the loop.
The bank has gone into a form of receivership, which means it could be sold. In one sense, if somebody was to come along next week or in the coming weeks and buy the bank at a knockdown price, some of these problems would go away, wouldn't they?
Well, if someone came in and bought it, and yes, and they had the capital to properly fund it, yes, a lot of these problems would go away. The concern now is with the tech companies, one, meeting payroll. Most of their assets, you know, are not available because the bank is in receivership. So, for instance, the FDIC, the Federal Deposit Insurance Company, will insure deposits up to $250,000. Anything above that, you have to get in line if the bank doesn't reopen next week, and you'll be paid by what is left. So that is the fear specifically among tech companies, because Silicon Valley Bank was very heavily into tech companies, very heavily into startups. So the tech companies are looking, well, if I've lost all my money, I have to find another source. So they're looking for loans.
And if they don't get those deposits quickly, you know, if it's a small company, even if they're going to come in the end, that can be enough to sink them. We'll have to leave it there. Terry Sheridan, news director of WSHU Public Radio in New York. Thank you very much for joining us on the programme.